Chuck Condola joins us this morning. How are you today?
Very well, Scott.
Good. Mayor Bianski is usually here. This is Brian's week for mayor, but he's out of town again. And, you know, I had him 2 weeks ago, and we had to bring security, and I'd forgotten what he looked like. It'd been so long. But we're glad you're here this morning to talk about a couple of things. First, let's discuss some action that council looked at a few weeks ago, and that had to do with a quiet zone around the LaSalle Hotel. Kind of like to get your thoughts on that, because I know that the LaSalle is probably something you'd like to see turn a bigger profit, if at all possible.
I'd like to see it turn ownership.
there you go.
You know, we're a city. Curb, streets, gutters, electricity, sewer. Those are our jobs. You know, I do believe the LaSalle was a great catalyst for downtown thriving. And you have buildings down there on the tax rolls for three, four, five times what they would have been boarded up otherwise. And the LaSalle is certainly a catalyst to see that grow. But it's time of a city ownership, I think, has come and gone. So looking at a city, there's a twofold thing I'm thinking about as one of seven. And that is, how do we make it more attractive to sell so that we lose the least amount of money? And potentially quiet zones could help that. You have people that are guaranteed to be able to sleep through the night unless there were an emergency and a train needed to sound its horn. Or you have the potential to sell it, and maybe the new owner worries about condominiums or office space or anything like that. And if they want to pursue a quiet zone, we as a city might partner with them.
So you'd like to see it turn it rather than, for instance, the city end up maybe turning it into something different before selling. In other words, no more capital expenditure as far as you're concerned.
I'd like to see the city get out of that building, Scott.
Yeah.
Let's check out.
To follow up with that then, obviously you have a meeting coming up with the question of the animal shelter.
Now, that rumor's not true. We're not going to use the LaSalle as the new animal shelter.
Okay.
It's a bad idea. It's
tough with the dogs and the cats in the elevator, that's for sure.
Yeah.
As one member of council, what's your feeling as to this road that has been traveled here in the last 2 years?
Boy, it's been a bumpy road. You know, I've been there about 10 months, and so far my perspective has been that a lot of folks could have worked together better on potentially city side and animal shelter side, and so you have an increase of 105%, it would be financially irresponsible to not put that out for RFP. Now, I think some lessons have been learned. I'd like to see RFPs written a little differently next time. I'd like to, you know, we had a discontinuity of leadership in the city at the time, and I think when Keene got in and kind of got his feet on the ground, frankly, with bigger issues, he started taking a hold of this a little more. Council started looking at it a little more. I resent that if you are questioning the animal shelter's financial viability or partnership with the future of the city of Bryan, I resent that you're somehow anti-animal. I love animals, and I want the best thing for the animal and the taxpayer. So you do an RFP process, and you learn. Well, we had three options, and frankly, I wasn't in love with any of the three. I hate the idea of expanding government, so I really didn't want the city to do it. I really didn't... I was impressed to see that all three options were similar in price, but do you rediscover the will? Do you work with someone that you've already got a 30-year relationship with and potentially could work out a deal? Well, what do you do? So where we're at right now is figuring that out. You know, what do we do of those three things? I think that there's some strong arguments for working out something with the animal shelter. If the animal shelter board wants to work out a contract similar to what they did with College Station, well, I think that was a pretty good contract they cut with College Station. College Station can audit the numbers. They have more say, they have more ability to look in on what's being done. I am not an animal control expert. I don't pretend to be, and I don't want to be. Whoever we go with, we need to have faith in their professionalism, their ability to perform their job and do the best thing for the animal. And then we as a council need to look at what's best for the animal and the taxpayer. We're in the middle of figuring out which one of those three things it is. You know, I should say two things. It's going to be a hard sell for me to get the city to do it. The care group's proposal on paper looks good. There's some questions there. The animal shelter had a secret meeting that everyone in town knows about on Friday with the mayor and Keene. I should say members of the board of the animal shelter. And that meeting was very promising, Scott. I was very pleased to hear how it went, to hear that cooler heads prevailed. People showed up with their dealing hat on. Left egos at the door, all sides, and we're working closer toward coming up with maybe a compromise where there might be a hybrid type of system where we have a similar contract to that of College Station, and you've got an existing animal control facility on Finfeather Road that maybe could be a city pound, and then adoptable animals that could potentially go to another home, could go to a new shelter that the city has contracted with, and that's a really interesting offer. But I can't tell you where we're headed yet because we're getting information daily, but I was very pleased to hear that the meeting went well Friday with the animal shelter.
To go to the genesis of this, as I see it, it was euthanasia rate is higher than I think everybody wants it to be. I've not heard either city discuss the idea of mandatory chipping. In other words, where a microchip placed in an animal. And is there some sort of enforcement or responsibility that is upon the citizens of these cities to be more responsible pet owners? Well, as one member of council, what do you think?
I think responsible pet ownership, you and I would agree with all day long. Chip your pets, register your pets, get them the shots they need. Spay and neuter your pets unless you're looking to reproduce them. And then if you're reproducing, you need to be responsible about the offspring there. But I don't like the government coming in and making people chip. And as a small government guy, I don't like the idea of government coming in and saying anything like that. Is there an incentive that potentially could be on your BTU bill? Maybe. That's something I've thought about. Now, of course, we need to get ink dry on paper with whichever of these options we're going to go with before mm-hmm. we talk about that. As a city, though, I don't think that we need to sign a contract and say, there, go do it. I think we need to partner with whomever. And, you know, if that is the animal shelter, we need to partner with the animal shelter moving forward. There's dedicated professionals on both sides that, and this has become such a polarizing issue, which I think is the most tragic thing. And really what we all want, I think, is what's best for the animal, what's best for the taxpayer. And I think everyone is for that. So whoever the city ends up going with, we need to make sure that everyone gets on that boat and tries to make that successful and not have this continued strife and people blogging about these people are somehow criminally negligent and these people are actually not for the animal and that sort of thing. I'd like to see all that get behind us.
What about the length of term on a contract?
You know, I think length of term on a contract, there's going to be a lot of moving parts on the Bryan end of things where we have a facility that we're getting out of, a new facility being built that isn't built yet. I think that as one of seven, if you did something with the animal shelter, that length of term would probably need to be shorter until all parts are in place. And then you could look at potentially a longer partnership. If you go with the care group, I think that a year contract would be prudent because that's a brand new, you know, I don't think going a long contract with a brand new option, either it being the care group or the city trying to do it. I don't like the long-term idea of going with anything new. And where you have established relationships with the animal shelter, but a lot of moving parts and changes going on, then maybe a shorter contract initially till we can all figure out what's the best option for the animals and the taxpayer, and then move forward with a longer contract. But I am in favor of a longer contract once everyone is able to sit down, check the egos at the door, and make a contract that's best for the animals and the taxpayer.
Okay, well, Ben took all our time, but I want to give you an opportunity to tell me, you know, what's on your radar screen and important to you right now.
Well, March the 17th is Councilman Horton's birthday. March the 18th is Landslide Cortez's birthday.
Really?
So happy 21st
wow.
to both of those guys.
Okay.
March the 21st is the Bryan Leadership Academy starts their first class. We're excited to have a new class of concerned citizens that are getting involved and learning more about their city there. April the 2nd is First Friday Downtown Bryan, so come one, come all, and bring your wallet. April 9th through 10th is the Bryan City Family Campout. Now, the other thing that's important...
That means it's going to rain, right?
Oh, yeah. It's guaranteed rain day.
Yeah, okay,
guaranteed
yeah.
rain day. And the other thing, moving forward, Scott, we just finished filing on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Councilman Horton and I are unopposed, and I wanted to, you know, either thank the people that have the confidence in us that we're doing an okay job or say that I understand everybody that said they didn't want to get involved with this crazy thing, but it's a real honor to serve on council. You know, the Eagle... And WTAW and KBTX and a lot of our local media talk about everything that's going on, and everyone comes up to you and says, boy, how can you do that? You know, there's always strife. There is some strife, but at the end of the day, it's about working with people and partnerships and making things better for the taxpayer, for the community, even for animals. And it's a real honor to do it. It's a real honor to represent Single Member District 3 and Bryan. It's a real honor to be part of this council. And it's a blessing, I think. It's something I did that was inconvenient at this time of my life, but I'm excited to see the opportunity to do it and to make a difference. What I'm really excited is that we've got a bunch of budget hawks and fiscal conservatives up there right now in the city of Bryan, so I'm looking forward to 3 more years of working closely with that wonderful staff over there in that pink building and seeing this city move forward in ways that it needs to, both in financial responsibility and maybe efficiencies and doing more with less.
All right. Hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Chuck Condrilly here from the Bryan City Council today.